Well, Mark Anthony McGinley, looking forward to the championship and your second season, and I suppose back to the scene of your debut last year.
And that's it. Fond memories of last year. You know, we Fermanagh last year, we got over the line, thank God, and had a happy enough with our perform. You know, so it's just kind of bringing back memories now. The sun.
You saved a penalty as well, did you?
That's right. In the first half, I just before half time, Sean Quigley. I was lucky enough, I guess, right. We'd studied him beforehand, actually, funny, and Rory pointed out he always goes the opposite way, but it's just that in the split second before it, it changed my mind. I decided to go against Rory, and it was on my own head, but luckily I got the hand to it and kept it out.
Yeah. Is it something you would study? Is go, you know, when you're preparing for a game, if there is a penalty?
Oh yeah, you would just keep an eye. You know, you'd have a look back at you'd find out who the penalty taker is and have a look at a few previous ones just to see could you get any inkling. But it would be kind of just a kind of on the day you would get I would get a gut feeling.
Yeah. Have you any access to judge what they're doing? Some people say look at their eyes.
Oh, listen, I shouldn't be giving away any tips now. But listen, you can just kind of you get a sense, you know, when you play for playing nets, you know, any keeper will tell you they have a just an idea of just the way they're shaping
up. An eighth sense.
But listen.
Well, there's no pressure on the keeper really for a penalty, is there?
Well, see, that's it. You know, it's all on the taker. You know, if the taker misses, he's the worst man in the world. And if he scores, he's expected to score. It's kind of win-win for a keeper.
Yeah.
In one sense, that obviously you don't want to concede the goal, but you're not expected to save it. So if you save it, it's a bonus, you know.
So roll on 12 months. You had only a few league games played last year before the championship. This year, you have a lot of game time under your belt.
That's it. Last year, actually, I tore my quad in the warm-up for the first McKenna Cup game, and then was almost back for the first league game, and I tore it again in training Wednesday before the Down game, so ended up missing, was out to the end of March. So I just thank God no such bother this year, and was glad to get a few league games under my belt, and you know, good preparation coming in.
Yeah, and of course, you've last year's championship run as well, a great experience.
Oh, it was a brilliant experience, you know, to get to an Ulster final, you know, it was really special, you know, just the occasion and to experience that, you know, there's not many people, you know, are lucky enough to experience that. So, and that in one sense, it was great. It was obviously very disappointing in the result, but listen, it was a great experience last year, and hopefully to build on it now this year.
And how would you assess this year so far?
I think, we've had a decent enough, you know, league campaign. You know, obviously a bit disappointed. You know, we didn't see out the Monaghan game and the Mayo game, but listen, from the first day against Kerry, you know, if we were offered, we would have took it, because we weren't at it the first day, you know. But as the league went on, you know, the confidence grew and the chemistry between the boys grew, and you know, and the performances then reflected that. So pretty happy with how.
Yeah, I think most people are, because the expectation wasn't great because there's a new team, a lot of young fellas coming in, and I know supporters and most observers are very happy with the way the young fellas have gelled in. Maybe in some way, had they surprised you how well they have?
To be honest, we knew the caliber of player that was coming through, you know, and we had high expectations for ourselves. I know, as you say there, a lot of people didn't, and we were written off in some quarters, but we knew the caliber of player coming through, you know, and they've been very successful at underage, all the boys who have come through, you know, so we knew what we were taking in, you know. It was just a matter of getting them in and bedding them in and making them feel comfortable in the setting, the senior setup, and then the setting, and it happened a lot quicker than some people would have thought. But now we knew the kind of players we had coming through, and you had boys like Kieran and Kieran Thompson and Owen Bann. They've been around the panel for a few years, you know, so they kind of they helped the younger lads too coming in, you know, because they knew the story. And
looking ahead to Antrim now, how do you feel the preparation's going? What's the mood like in the camp?
I mean, it's very good, you know, the weather helps, you know, a good week there this week, and good training. Listen, the mood's good, and everyone's in good spirits, and training's going very well, you know. Every man's really putting in a tough shift of training, you know. So yeah, we're confident going into the game. Listen, if we know if we perform on the day and we put in the performance that we're capable of, we know we'll not be far away on the day, you know.